If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, Black and White Network, we need to talk about something pretty disturbing here. Now, when I grew up back in the 1980s, discipline of kids was much different. Yes, the belt was used. Yes, the switch was used. If you guys don't know what a switch is, boy, the switch will actually teach you how to behave. You go outside, you get a branch off a thorn tree. And then you get a whipping with that. Boy, that is brutal. But back in the day, man, you can actually do that kind of stuff. You can actually discipline your children. Also, paddling was also in schools, man. I remember when I was in elementary school, man. You couldn't even talk in the hallways. Yes. It was strict discipline. Paddling was allowed in schools. Teachers used to paddle students that were acting up. It happened. I mean, in my elementary school, man, people were so terrified of the principal because they said that she actually had an electric paddle. Yeah, you didn't want to get paddled by the principal. My elementary school was very, very strict. But nowadays, flash forward 40 years later, they really can't do that kind of stuff, man. Can't do it. Parents, I'm not even sure if parents can actually give their kids a spanking. I remember back in the day when I was a kid too, man, parents would actually whip their kids in the grocery store. Yeah, if they were acting up in the grocery store, yeah, you got a whipping. And nothing happened to the parents. But times were much different back then, guys. That actually brings us to the mayor of Atlantic City. Him and his wife, man, they have been accused with some horrific stuff against their, I believe, 16-year-old daughter. It's brutal, man. It is really, really brutal, the allegations. Now, these allegations, but they got charged. And also, I believe a school counselor also got charged for not reporting the abuse. I mean, guys, the allegations are is that they beat this girl up so bad. She actually miscarried. She was also not unconscious. Yeah, this is pretty graphic, guys. So let's go ahead and get into it. And make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out. Atlantic City Mayor, Democrat, by the way, school admin wife charged with abuse of 16-year-old daughter. Yeah. Look at this. It says charging documents said that the 16-year-old was beaten unconscious with a broom. She was hit in the head, punched in the mouth, and given threats of an earth slam down the stairs. Yikes. And this is the mayor of Atlantic City, Marty Small Sr., and his wife. His wife's name is Quitella, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Says here, the mayor of Atlantic City, New Jersey, and his wife, who is the superintendent of Atlantic City Public School System, have been charged with beating and abusing their 16-year-old daughter. The charges come just weeks after a press conference when they denied they beat her so badly that she miscarried. Man. The 50-year-old Democrat mayor, Marty Small Sr., and his wife, LaQuinta Small, have been accused of abusing their 16-year-old daughter, per the Daily Mail. They allegedly beat their daughter several times because she would not stop seeing a boyfriend that she was dating. The parents are charged with second-degree endangering the welfare of a child, and the mayor is also charged with third-degree terroristic threats, man, as well as third-degree aggravated assault. School principal Constant Days Chapman, who is close to LaQuinta Small, is also facing charges of failing to notify authorities of the abuse. Yeah. So also here, we got a news conference right here. Actually, not a news conference, but Atlantic City news station here. Philadelphia, actually, is also has a clip here. So we're going to go ahead and watch this because on the Smalls, they also got raided by the authorities. Yeah. Listen to this.
A criminal affidavit details serious allegations of physical and emotional abuse by Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife, Atlantic City School Superintendent LaQuinta Small. Documents say they started attacking their 16-year-old daughter in December of 2023 and January of this year. They allege it all started because they were angry with her relationship with a boy and she refused to stop seeing him. The mayor is accused of making terroristic threats. In one instance, the affidavit states on January 3rd, the 50-year-old told his daughter, "Don't make me hurt you. I'm gonna hurt you. I'll smack the weave out your head. I'm going to earth slam her down the steps." 10 days later, he's accused of hitting her several times with a broom in the head and knocking her unconscious. According to investigators, the boyfriend witnessed some of the abuse through live video chat.
We're dealing with a family matter. We've been dealing with DCPMP, who has been excellent. We're going through family therapy and all. And that's what this should be, is a family matter.
This was the mayor a few weeks ago, responding in general to his home being raided and any allegations of wrongdoing. His wife, LaQuinta, according to documents, is accused of punching her daughter in the chest, causing bruising, and dragging her by her hair and beating her with a belt on her shoulders. The mayor's lawyer released a statement to NBC 10 saying, "The charges filed by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office today make no claims of public corruption or misconduct in office or any failure by Mayor Small to properly discharge his responsibilities as mayor of Atlantic City. On the contrary, they focus only on personal, private, family matters." The documents say the teen would eventually tell a therapist about the abuse after going through mental health training at her high school. They say a worker at the school would also become aware of the allegations. Weeks ago, investigators arrested former principal Constance Days Chapman for failing to notify the right agencies when a student told her they were being emotionally and physically abused by her parents. At the time, Small said she was innocent of the charges. Voters are now responding to the new accusations. If these allegations become true, do you think they both should lose their jobs as superintendent and mayor?
I mean, I'm not here to judge no one, but if it was anybody else, I mean, are they going to get a special treatment? We don't know.
We, of course, tried reaching out to the school district, but never heard back. When we reached Marty Small through text and asked him if he would talk to us or had a comment, he simply wrote back, "Nope." In Atlantic City, Aaron Baskerville.
So there you have it, guys. There you have it right there, man. Gruesome details right there of true. I mean, punching her to where she actually miscarried, hitting her in the head with a broomstick, knocking her unconscious. Now, they denied all this, okay? They have denied all of this. This is pretty wild, man. I mean, if you actually did this, you know, especially knocking her unconscious, causing a miscarriage, man, that's brutal right there. Brutal. Now, this is definitely a family matter, but the details so gruesome, man, that they got charged. They got charged. Don't know how much evidence they actually do have, but man, that is gruesome. Even even a counselor. Is it a counselor? I believe. Yeah. She's getting charged too for failing to report this. Wow. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.